Well, you're listening to 91.7 KXT, and we're very happy to welcome Adam Levy from the Honey Dogs here in the studio. Welcome, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. You're playing tonight with Salim Nirala at the Vagabond on Lower Greenville. So thanks for making time to come in here and talk with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. A lot of things to talk about, but do you want to go ahead and just start out with a song?
Sure. This is a song called Potter's Field. Cloud of blackbirds, and they're looking for the seeds of autumn on the ground. The teeth of tile, vandal moths, devour memories in paper, steel, iron, and cloth. It'll pull you like a magnet. It'll soothe your nerves, it'll quiet pain. In the end, it'll run you ragged, it'll knock you down, it'll take you out to the potter's field. There's a photo, black and white, of that troubled boy looking through us through all time. There was no way of living he could banish the parade of demons in his mind. It'll pull you like a magnet, it'll soothe your nerves, it'll quiet pain. In the end, it'll run you ragged, it'll knock you down, it'll take you out to the potter's field. There's a cloud of blackbirds, and they're looking for the seeds of autumn on the ground. There's a photo, black and white, of that troubled boy looking through us, he's still around.
Very nice. All right. Adam Levy's here in the studio with us. Play tonight at the Vagabond on Lower Greenville. And thanks once again for making time to stop and talk with us, too, before your show tonight. Now, you're really a hell of a guitar player.
Oh, thank you.
And you said that you really try to approach your songwriting in that you try to never write the same song twice. Do you do that when you play too? Do you try to choose different chords? Do you try to approach your songwriting, your lyric writing, your guitar playing the same way?
Yeah, I think writing recently a record that was going to lean more heavily on my voice and guitar playing, I think I really did sort of try to figure out how to play a little bit differently. I think every night I'm not good enough guitar player that I can really change up exactly what I'm doing and improvise that much. But I do like when I'm writing to kind of put on a different hat, so to speak, as far as different techniques and different chord approaches in songs. So I'm not saying the same thing over and over again when I write.
Right. before the interview, I was talking with Eric, who runs our sound, and he's my boss too. And I thought, you know what, I got to dance around what I want to talk to you about but you know, I'm just going to go full out and just talk about it because it's really important why you did your debut solo album. It's called Knob and Way.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, will you tell us what Knob and Way is?
Well, the sort of fact of my life or biggest part of who I am now is I'm a survivor of the suicide of an adult child. And my son Daniel was struggling with mental illness and took his life 3 years ago. And it's altered every aspect of my life, relationships, professionally, my art, and sort of the direction and nature of who I am. The title of this record and the song that I, or the record that I've just finished is called Knob and Way, and it's going to come out this fall. The title is the name of a place where his mother and I decided to cast his ashes, which was a small little town in the Upper Peninsula of Lake Michigan, a little town called Knob and Way along the shore there, which was the last place that his mother, Jennifer, saw him smiling about 6 months before he took his life. And it was a very beautiful day and kind of closing bookend to a very short and stormy life. His sisters and his mother and stepmother and I took his ashes from a bag and put them into the lake there, and it was just a very beautiful, beautiful, memorable day. And so I thought it would be a nice way to title this batch of songs about his life and struggles.
I watched you play. You did a concert at the University of Minnesota. It was called Finding Harmony, and you played Knob and Way, and it tore me up. It just absolutely tore me up. I mean, and the one thing that caught me was that all the other musicians, they were crying, they were, you know, kind of consoling each other, and you weren't crying. It's like you were at this point. It's 3 years since that happened.
Right.
I mean, are you out of tears?
No, you know, you're never out of tears. I think it hits me at different times. I get triggered by certain things, really small things, and I go into that headspace of missing him. And something as simple as the sound of a skateboard hitting concrete, which we all hear every day when kids are playing on skateboards. And that was a sound that I identify very closely with my son since he was really into skateboarding. So something like that can take me back instantly. But as far as playing a song over and over again, it's a very therapeutic thing. And that song is a way for me to process at least the end cap of his life, which was a profoundly painful part of the whole story. And I don't cry when I play that song, partly because of, you know, just doing it over and over again, it builds you up. But I think that's part of how people heal, is telling the story over and over again.
Gotcha. I didn't know if you planned to play it. If you would, I probably will cry. So I don't know if you plan to play another song, but we'd love to hear another one if you're ready.
Yeah. I'm going to play one called Take It As It Comes. And this is sort of a grief song. Said the glacier to the sea, I'll be your martyr. Said the bullseye to the rifle, you can't catch me. Said the tire to the road, I'll be your martyr. take it as it comes. Take it as it comes. Take it as it comes. I can't get out of this space. Said the tongue to the voice, don't forget me. Said the blossom to its tree, I'll be your martyr. Take it as it comes. Take it as it comes. Take it as it comes. I can't get out of this space. Should take another fool to a bed. I ain't got us mercy. Run like hell from the things we don't understand. Said the floor to the shoe, don't hurt me. Said one lover to another, I'll be your martyr. Take it as it comes. Take it as it comes. Take it as it comes. I can't get out. I can't get out of this space.
It's 91.7 KXT. Beautifully done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Adam Levy here in the studio with us, here for the KXT live sessions. And are you working on any more stuff with the Honey Dogs?
Yeah, the Honey Dogs are in the process of finishing up their, I don't even know what number it is now, so, record number 11.
11, yeah.
And it's a little more upbeat than my solo record. And that should be coming out in the spring of next year, spring of 2016. We're also reissuing a record that came out in 2003 called 10,000 Years in vinyl this summer, just to kind of keep things going. So looking forward to that coming out.
You guys are touring too, right? You have a couple dates set up. Well, one up in Minnesota, but are you coming back down here with the Honey Dogs?
Am I coming down here for the Honey Dogs? I'd like to. I don't know if we have anything scheduled down in Texas yet, but yeah, we will, certainly when the record comes out.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll probably do a lot of solo touring this fall with and without a band.
And where did you record the solo album?
At home.
Okay.
Yeah, most of it I recorded at home. I did a few sessions in a nice studio in St. Paul with some friends of mine. But it's nice to have the leisure to record in your slippers at home.
Yeah, of course. So what would you say to somebody that you know, really struggles with depression?
Well, I think since I've been sort of public in my conversations about losing my son, and in my own struggles with mental health as well, I end up getting a lot of email and people ask me, you know, what to do. I had a woman who just reached out to me 2 days ago whose 15-year-old son committed suicide. And, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a professional counselor. And I think sort of the central thing that keeps people getting through, and it, as cliche as it sounds, is a sense of hope. And once people lose that hope, it becomes really hard to hold on, which is what happened to my son. So I try to tell people to really look at all of the network of people around them and everybody that loves them. I just think sometimes people are so profoundly sad, we can't do enough for them. But I think that sort of feels like my inherited responsibility since the death of my son is to just sort of try to help people figure out ways to connect and get support.
Well, I admire your strength. I mean, really, because my boy is 7 now. He's been through a lot of medical challenges. We almost lost him, oh, you know, several times, and it really changes everything when you have a kid, and so I admire that. So I appreciate you talking about it.
Well, good luck with your son's health.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. He's doing a lot better now. He's doing good. A lot better, but he still has challenges ahead, but we'll get through it. Well, you got one more song for us?
I do. I thought I'd play something from this record that we're re-releasing, 10,000 Years.
All right.
This is a song called Where the Heaven's Standing Blindly. The 10,000 Years record is a story record about a guy who goes, it's kind of a science fiction story, but he ends up fighting in a war in which he finds some horrific things. Basically, kind of during the process of this war, stumbles upon a kind of genocidal situation. And this song could be about a genocide in the future or in the past. And I send it out to my grandmother, who was big in social justice back home in the 50s and 60s. Anyway, it's called Where the Heaven's Standing Blindly. Gardens, flowers bloom near the killing grounds. Piles of clothes, shoes and glasses left this world nude without a sound. They found the men, the women and children, like pulling wings off butterflies. And if the work got finished early, they're home to children and their wives. How could a concert so deny it? Was it a pillow or a cage? Were they watching, filled with rage? The ghettos closed and villages emptied. Screams went unheard, the truth denied. From the millions that passed through the cattle car doors, a fireborn bird someday would rise. So deny it. Was it a pillow or a cage? And where the heavens standing blindly? Oh, were they watching filled with rage? Is long, but our memory's short. Judgment Day seems so far away. Their souls were freed from hellish pyres, from lovely children to ash and snow. How conscience so deny it? Was it a pillow or a cage? And where the heavens standing blindly, or were they watching filled with rage?
Nice fade out. Excellent. That was great.
Thanks.
That's Adam Levy here in the studio with us. See him tonight at the Vagabond on Lower Greenville. He played with Salim Nirala, who's here at the studio with us. So thanks for coming once again. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. You're listening to 91.7 KXT. Big thanks to Jason Ridings for sponsoring KXT's live sessions.
Cool. All right. Thanks. Thank you.